I know that I issued the proclamation yesterday, but I wanted to draw attention to the tragic deaths of two of our law enforcement personnel across Arkansas in a very short span of time, and also to recognize their incredible service. Early Monday morning, Sergeant Joshua Caudill of the Department of Corrections was fatally shot while assisting local law enforcement. He was 29 years of age and a married father of three. The Pulaski County Sheriff's Office has named a certain individual as the suspect in the shooting, and he has been taken into custody. Secretary Solomon Graves is here as the supervisor of Sergeant Joshua Caudill, and he joins in remembering his life of service and his too short of life in the law enforcement arena, but the state expresses gratitude to his family for Joshua's service. And then we also last weekend had West Memphis firefighter Jason Lang pass, who died on February 26 along the interstate. While he was traveling to an EMT clinical training class, he stopped to provide assistance during a traffic incident and was struck by an 18-wheeler and killed. So two young individuals serving the state and public safety have died under those circumstances. For that reason, yesterday I ordered the flags lowered to half-mast across the state of Arkansas in the honor of both Sergeant Caudill and firefighter Jason Lang. Secondly, I wanted to address today the continuing storyline that everyone is following across the globe, and that is Russia's invasion of Ukraine. And I just wanted to update on some of the actions that I have taken as governor, just to assure that we're doing what we can to honor the sanctions imposed by the international community against Russia. I first have been working with our Alcoholic Beverage Control Division to assure that our distributors are no longer acquiring Russian alcoholic beverages. And so our distributors have reached an agreement that I support, in which they've agreed not to acquire any additional Russian-based alcohol. And so we're joining that ban, in essence, through that cooperative agreement with our distributors. Secondly, as I've noted before, but I wanted to remind everyone that we're in a season of 3 days of prayer for the people of Ukraine. There's probably not a more important moment than now and tomorrow to continue in prayer for them, their safety, protection, and that they will have an increased support among our allies. As part of the efforts from the state, I ask our public employees retirement system and the teachers retirement fund to look at all the investments that have been placed of their fiduciary funds and whether there's any Russian assets that we have invested in. The answer is there are no direct investments in Russian assets, and so I wanted to provide that confidence that those investment funds controlled by independently, but by fiduciaries, they are watching that, and there's no direct investments in those Russian funds. There's also been some concern about what happens in the event of a cyber attack. And so I've asked DIS, and they will be sending out an alert to state employees, but also to our county and city government partners, just urging them to take some preventive measures, some extra precaution in handling emails and communications so that they don't unwittingly step into a cyber attack that has been engaged by Russia. And so that's a reminder that will be coming out as well. And so with those brief announcements, I wanted to cover something that I hope will be the storyline of the day, which is a reading initiative that our Department of Human Services has led in cooperation with the Department of Education. And I have with me Keisa Smith, the Deputy Secretary of Department of Human Services, but also Tanya Williams, the Director of Childhood Education, and they have an initiative that I'm pleased to announce today. As everyone knows, I have my WINS priority for 2022, which is workforce education, it is infrastructure investment, it is new economy jobs, but is also strengthening Arkansas families. And as part of the effort to strengthen Arkansas families, I reflect back on my time as a parent of young children. And one of the joys I had was reading to them before they started to school. And I think it helped them. And it was a time of bonding between a parent and a child. And so to strengthen Arkansas families, today we are announcing the 10 Minutes Matter campaign. This is a partnership between, as I said, Human Services and Department of Education, and it's emphasizing the importance of reading to young children. We have our RISE initiative, which Secretary Key has led, which is Reading Initiative for Student Excellence, designed at the lower grade level. Well, we need to really emphasize the reading in the preschool age group. And this focus of 10 Minutes Matter campaign is focused on the preschool child, home with a parent or part-time at home with a parent, to emphasize the importance of reading. And in fact, 90% of brain development occurs before 5 years of age. That is the time to have the greatest impact. Reading one short book per day to your child can increase their vocabulary by 300,000 words by the time they start school. An extraordinary statistic. And so the action that we're asking parents to take is to simply spend 10 minutes that matter with their child in reading before school at that tender young age to increase their brain development, to increase their vocabulary and their preparation for school. It obviously should be age-appropriate reading. But we'll be providing tools, not only a marketing campaign, but we'll be providing toolkits for child care centers, schools, pediatricians' offices, and anyone willing to promote reading to that particular young age group. This, to me, is an exciting development and announcement. I hope that parents will get involved and consider volunteering, whether it's for public libraries, whether it's for other literacy organizations. We have a lot going promoting the culture of reading in Arkansas, but it needs to start at that very young age. And with that, let me invite Tanya Williams, Director of Early Childhood Education, to come and make comments. And you will introduce your team member here.
Thank you so much, Governor, and I do want to acknowledge a team member, Anika Lester, who is from Pine Bluff, had this idea in a staff meeting about a month ago, and we promote reading and literacy and early childhood programs through our licensing regs and through our Better Beginnings efforts, but this is really to underscore the importance of it, and it's really to encourage parents and children, child care providers, teachers, everyone who touches the life of that child, family members, to just take 10 minutes a day and read to a child. Just 10 minutes. It's not just about the cognitive development, the vocabulary, but it promotes listening skills. It equally promotes good social-emotional development and a great bonding time for parents and children. So we're really excited about it. 10 minutes matter to young children.
Thank you, Governor, and to Director Williams, I say thank you for this initiative, and to the team at DHS and the Division of Child Care and Early Childhood Education. This initiative fits hand in glove with the RISE initiative. We have known now for the last several years, and studies continue to show that many of our students come to school with certain deficits, and as the governor mentioned, this 10-minute initiative can help fill that gap and close that gap so that we see better prepared students when they do come into our ABC programs and into our kindergartens. So we are very happy to work with DHS on this initiative. The toolkits are very exciting. They link you to resources from the Arkansas State Library. They link you to where you could sign up for the Dolly Parton Imagination Library. which is free for students or for children 0 to 5 years old. So if you've not signed up for that, all those links are available through this DHS website. So we are very excited to spread the word about this so that we can develop a strong culture of reading throughout the state of Arkansas.
That's terrific. Let's all think about the 10 minutes that matter. And finally, before I turn over questions, in terms of COVID, numbers continue to look good. They continue to be on the decline. I do not have any additional data at this point. I hope that you'll go to the Department of Health website to make sure you have the most recent information. I did have a call with the White House today, and they indicated that the 100% reimbursement by FEMA toward our COVID expenses will continue through July, and then it will be phased down. And then secondly, the increase of the Pfizer therapeutic will expand. We should have that increased availability in the coming weeks and months. That should be a relief to those that may be infected. They will have better therapeutics coming, and that was an announcement that they made today as well. With that, we're happy to take any questions.
So what do you think about the CDC's new guidelines on masks that came out on Friday?
Well, they did exactly what I asked them to do, which was to move us out of the pandemic state and to move it away from mandates and restrictions to more disease management. And so I applaud them for that. Now, in terms of Arkansas, we're significantly ahead of where CDC is even at this moment. So it doesn't have that much relevance for Arkansas because we don't have mandates in place, but those, and we have guidelines that are simply recommendations for the schools to consider. And so this will be their CDC guidelines, but I expect the schools to look at that information, weigh it in terms of their own community, and make good judgments. And I think we've seen in recent days, even the local school districts that did have a mask requirement in, have been gradually lifting that.
Has there been any projections made about sort of how the Russian sanctions will affect Arkansas's agriculture? And are you encouraging private businesses to also end dealings with Russia?
Well, I mean, I've encouraged private businesses to look at that relationship and think about the sanctions that have been imposed internationally. And that's where you see the wholesale liquor distributors that have mutually agreed not to make any additional acquisitions of Russian-based liquor. And that's a good success story. Whenever you look at what we import to Russia is very small. I looked at that data. We export much more than we import. And so the impact will be largely on the exports that we make. And there's a price to be made whenever you cut off economic relations with a country or diminish it greatly. And so there will be an impact in Arkansas. Partly in agriculture, but also in aero defense materials or airplanes or other materials that we supply.
I have a question for Secretary Graves. Give me a second.
Graves.
Is there any sort of statement you can give just of the arrest from earlier today?
The department has no formal statements regarding the arrest of the individual this morning. We would continue to ask the people of the state to join us in prayer for Sergeant Caudill's family and continue to celebrate his life of service. For us, that is most important right now.
Thank you.
Is there anything remotely in terms of questions? With that, thank you and have a great afternoon.